Coming off of an amazing show called NXT TakeOver San Antonio, we have the follow-up episode of NXT. Some three big matches happened, as well as some news. We're going to talk about all of that and more on today's episode. Give me your legs.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NXT After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Ignore what you've seen. Tonight's episode
emanated, this is the first time this has happened.
Ever. Emanated from San Antonio, which was recorded before TakeOver, but is being shown to us after TakeOver, so it's a weird circular circle of production, because that's what circles are. Circular. Hello, I'm one of your hosts, and it's Mark B. Donica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Joined as always by the rest of the NX team. Here we got the one and only True Hobo.
That's right. You can find me on Twitter at True Hobo. If you have any wrestling questions, you can go ahead and tweet me there. I had somebody today tweet me about Seth Rollins' injury and explain how he could have ascertained such an injury from such a small altercation with Samoa Joe, and I was happy to answer that question. And if you have any other questions, I can go ahead and answer those too, because I'm a wrestler. That's what I do.
Hey, Bill, what kind of questions can you answer?
Samoa Joe has no small altercations.
Small altercations.
Only small opponents.
True.
I'm Bill Hanstock. You can find me on Twitter at Sundown Motel.
What up?
What up, indeed.
We've been here for a couple hours. We're going a little stir crazy.
What up?
But stuck in this room. The walls are closing in.
Sounds good.
We'll make it through together.
Sounds great.
Ooh-wee. Ooh. What up with that?
Ooh-wee. Can do! So tonight's episode...
I'm a bit of a stickler NXT member.
Oh man, I miss Rick and Morty. So before we get into the post-show of the post-show, post-NXT TakeOver San Antonio, last week we were absolutely ridiculously over the top with the idea of Tyler Bate, WWE's United Kingdom Champion Tyler Bate, stealing people's legs. What we want you to do is open up a new tab. Just hit Control T or Command T. You go to nxteam.spreadshirt.com, take a look at the front page, and pick up our Gimme Your Legs t-shirt. It's available right now. Pick it up. Help us out. We absolutely love it. And give us your legs.
You can feel free also to put your legs through the armholes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Wear it as pants.
Give the shirt your legs.
We need some kind of diaper.
We'll make booty shorts with Gimme Your Legs on the back.
Nice. Just hands reaching down.
Can we really down. Do that?
I awesome. Probably not do that, but we could probably figure it out.
Oh, do it. Oh, wear them in the ring.
Oh, father, ever do so make the booty shorts?
Have those booty shorts, father.
I'll wear them in the ring, I swear.
I know
I'll
you
put
will.
Them over.
So let's get
go
started.
To high spots and make some trunks with hands on the back.
Tyler Bates' face right in the middle. Just,
like that Janet Jackson cover, but on
so to start off the show, we got a quick sizzle reel look back at NXT TakeOver San Antonio, which, if you want to go into depth about talking about NXT TakeOver San Antonio, why don't you go to our after show that we just recorded at 4 p.m. today, or if you're on iTunes, download that show, because it'll probably be in your feed. We had an absolute excellent time discussing it, and we want you to be a part of the conversation.
It was an excellent show.
It was.
So was this.
I was disappointed it wasn't a sizzler reel, because the sizzler is a delicious and affordable place for the whole family. And that's a restaurant you can...
Thanks, Bill. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Sizzler. They rebrand themselves as the Sizz.
That's their extreme rebranding. Hey, kids, coming down to the Sizz. We've earned our hats backwards now.
The only drinks we have are Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew Code Red. Mountain Dew Livewire. Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I know them all. The first match of the night tonight is...
and Mountain Dew Butt Chug.
Mountain Dew Butts to Nuts. We've got our first match of the night, Ember Moon versus Aaliyah, in which... when you look at it, you go, oh, this will be a good match. But it was so much fun.
Really good match.
Yeah, tell us about it.
These two just, they had an actual match not that long ago. And we went, well, this was really good. And this felt like a continuation of that match. Like, these girls are trying to best each other every time they get in the ring. It's not just about the singular match, but the matches overall. They're trying to really beat each other, and they're making each other look fantastic by really bringing it every single time they meet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I sing the praises of Aaliyah every time she's on the show, most times that she's not. And I don't know how many times I have to say it, but Aaliyah has got
the list.
It.
Oh, it. That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
She's That's got not even it.
A grammatically correct sentence.
Yeah.
Aaliyah's got the list. He's got the list. She's got. Oh, we're going into one of our moods, folks. But with this, since they're both similarly sized, they really had to take advantage of their strengths to get the edge over on the other competitor. Like, Aaliyah tried to use her speed.
She's very fluid, and Ember Moon has more explosiveness, I'd have to say.
And just raw power.
Yes, yeah. And that actually was what turned the tide.
Aaliyah got in some hard hitting in the first half, though.
Absolutely.
She can definitely bring it on her own.
Yeah.
Can, and
Peter Brady stopped by. hey, guys. I wanted to talk about Aaliyah some more.
And I think this sort of cements Aaliyah as a future player in the NXT Women's Division.
Oh, for like sure.
If there were any doubts, this definitely casts them aside. She's going to be somebody to really watch in the very near future.
And what I loved about the end of the match is that Ember Moon, I think it did a lot for Aaliyah, that Ember Moon showed a real sense of urgency. Like, I have to go to for the Eclipse now. Like,
she didn't waste any time.
This is the only window I have. I have to take it now.
Now's my chance. Yeah. And I would compare Aaliyah to when we had the Four Horsewomen, and it was like a really strong, and yet here's Alexa Bliss to the side, and we go, oh, she's good. She's going to be great, and she's going to be wonderful. I think I'm seeing Aaliyah as that next version while everybody's looking at this, like, nobody look, the man behind the curtain. The woman behind the curtain is Aaliyah. And she's going to make a splash in a big way. After this, we got choices. We took a look at the match between Ty Dillinger and Brain. Why am I blanking on it?
Brain. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eric Young?
Yeah, Eric Young.
He's not young.
You want to know what it was? Is because during the takeover show, people were talking about Team Canada. And so, for some reason, I have Scott D'Amore on the brain.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Totally not Scott D'Amore.
No. Eric Young, we see the match between Eric Young and Ty Dillinger. If you want to hear about that match, watch our takeover after show. We're going to be doing that a lot tonight. But we got to see, after the match, Eric Young and the rest of Sanity were talking about how Ty made the wrong choice. And choices are coming for everybody. And they're still going to take. And despite his loss at TakeOver, Ty Dillinger made his main roster debut, whether he's staying or not is something still to be discussed, in the Royal Rumble as entry number 10.
It was a pay-per-view debut that everybody wanted to see. Mm-hmm. It was sort of the running joke that WWE was going to bring in Ty Dillinger at another number.
Yeah.
But no, they did the right thing and made him number 10 to the elation of the entire crowd in San Antonio. They were all on their feet, every single one of them, despite him never being on main roster television before. Every single person knew exactly who he was, which says a lot about NXT as a whole.
And a lot about Ty Dillinger as a performer. And then he was interviewed before and after, and the Royal Rumble was always one of his favorite pay-per-views, and now he has been added to the list of competitors.
He's in the history book.
He's in the history books.
That's right.
And they didn't include this as part of the interview that they showed, but I watched it on YouTube, and he said, if it all ended tomorrow, I'd be happy.
15 years. It's a long time, and it's a heck of a crescendo to finally get there.
And two stints in the WWE as well.
Yeah.
And then, right after that, this is a familiar face. We got Kathy Kelly interviewing Asuka after a look back at the NXT Women's Championship match. That was tough, but can you see it's mine? Yep. Very, very simple. But exactly what you needed. Kathy asks about Ember Moon. Do you see the challenge of Ember Moon? And she goes, Ember who? She works here? Yeah. Okay. And a wonderful back and forth. And really miss Kathy doing the interviews.
She got two segments on this episode. And it's just so, like, you know, we love everyone, but it's pretty night and day between, like, her on-screen presence and personality. And you know what? Maybe that's it. Maybe that's just she has too much of it.
Yeah.
You kind
of she's breaking out of the screen like the ring girl,
especially when she's out you know, interviewing someone who's...
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. And then after we came back from the break, we got Ember Moon's response. She says, I'm happy Asuka won because I want to be the one to take her down. And after our war settles, she'll know who Ember Moon is. Foreboding. Mm-hmm.
She said it with some authority, too. She meant that.
Yeah.
Her red eyes gleaming in the light.
Spooky.
Spooky!
Spooky.
Spooky.
Rah.
We're wolf permits, so...
Spooky, scary. After this, we get a very fun expected match. Except they announced it. Tyler Bate, the WWE United Kingdom champion, took on Oney Lorcan. No title on the line. I like this because it seemed like Tyler Bate isn't resting on his laurels. He didn't let his championship win just get to his head. He worked for every strike, every hold against Oney Lorcan, who is no slouch. We don't know the current status of him and his roots, or him and the roots, but this was a fun match, too.
Yes, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the title wasn't on the line, I felt that Oney Lorcan had to defend his position. Here comes this very young kid with a brand new title belt coming from the UK to America. Oney Lorcan's got to defend his position in that ring and in the company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't think Oney is eligible to challenge for the belt.
No, but it's a mean thing.
No, yeah, sure. No, it was awesome. I mean, I love everything Oney does. After the tournament, I think all of us are on Tyler Bates' team. As long as he doesn't try and steal our legs and add them to his legs.
I think if we promote ourselves well enough, our legs are safe.
Okay.
NXT team, our legs are sick.
Because my legs are really big, so I mean, like, he could really add to, like, he could
get a lot. He can get a lot from them. And he's got some legs on him. He's got some gams.
Yeah.
He can never have enough legs, though. His thirst for legs is insatiable. We all know this.
Every day's leg day for that, Kim.
I'm really excited for your next horror movie, or your next movie about an insatiable thirst for legs. Now, this match was essentially a wrestling version of the Boston Tea Party, because we have a Boston native versus a Brit.
Yep.
And it just, they left all of the tea out there.
But yeah, they left all that tea in the ring.
Tossed it all right in the harbor.
Yeah, just stained with tea.
See, now if Oney, I'm excited to see Oney in any sort of over-the-top battle royal, whether it's the Royal Rumble in the future or not, because then he'll just be tossing people out like it's Boston Tea Party. That's not even a joke. Like, it's just what he's going to be doing.
Definitely the first wrestler that's ever come from Boston.
Yeah, the only.
Yeah.
The one and only. Matt Levy says, Bate heard about Lorcan's roots and assumed they were his legs.
Yes, no. I want his roots.
Give me your roots. Give me your roots. Damn it. Oy. We already have
a fancy your roots, love. give me them delicious roots.
Give me
them
roots. Give me your roots. The shirt just came out on NXTMNetsBurcher.com, and we already have a variant. How about that?
Yep, there you go.
Big sheer determination after getting hit with some strong strikes. Mm-hmm. He hits the rolling kick and the Tyler Driver 97 for the win, and his sweet sledgehammery music takes us all into a break.
That sledgehammer sound-alike music is the best. So good.
I want it. How would you make a parody of Sledgehammer with Tyler Bate?
Leg hammer?
Sure.
Leg hammer.
Leg hammer.
That's what he calls that rolling spine kick.
I want to take your legs. In the back, we've got Kathy Kelly with the victorious Roderick Strong.
Yeah, that's right. I did win a match.
that was
sums up the interview nicely.
He said when he arrived, it was Roddy versus the World, and he was coming for the NXT Championship. And this match with CN,
I'm still so tickled by his horrible backstage segment last week when he's like, "Yeah, why don't you come over here and kick me in the face?" And
it's nerd
punched in the face.
I'm not going to kick you. I'm going to punch you. That's why I put fists on my knee pads.
That's right.
Just to mess with you. But he said that his match with CN was just a taste of what he can do at NXT. What?
It is me. It is Roddy versus the World.
Okay.
Me.
I mean, he treated Almas like he was absolutely not even in the ring. That interview segment, it sounded like he didn't fight anybody. Mm.
He treated almost like Nomas.
Right. Nomas.
CN was a Cero.
Hmm.
Oh.
He was like, you can't CN me.
Bubba, you got anything?
I'm not gonna.
Tapped out?
I'm not gonna try.
John CN.
And his name is John CN.
What do we have for what are we thinking about for Roddy in the future? I mean, he's got his eye on the NXT Championship.
I think that he should team up with his dad, Nick Miller.
Yeah,
his dad.
Yeah.
Actual father, yeah. Nick Miller,
literal father, which is much like Undertaker is Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin's father. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of father son teams.
Going. Lone Warlof.
Warlof?
Yeah. Worf.
Worf. Worf. Yeah. I don't know about tag team. I think he says he's coming for the NXT Championship proper. That means he's not going to be teaming up with anybody. It's him versus everybody. It's Roger versus the world. And everybody else can suck eggs.
Hmm.
Apparently.
Have you ever sucked an
suck
egg?
Eggs. No, yes. I don't want to do that at all.
Yes.
How are they? How does it work?
It's not pleasant.
All right.
Not interested in that.
Well, if it's anything like that, we expect the future Roderick Strong to not be pleasant. next, we get a look back at the NXT Championship match. And afterwards, we see Shinsuke being helped into the back by Matt Bloom and other personnel. Cassius Ohno offering shoulder to cry on, essentially. Then it just looks kind of bad for Shinsuke at this point.
Crocodile tears. Mm-hmm. I don't trust Ohno. Somebody who's got everything to prove. He was just going to fight Shinsuke.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't televised, but everybody knew about it. He came in and kind of said, hey, I'm back. Nice title. That was about it.
I wish he came in and did that. we also get an interview with your new NXT champion, Mr. Bobby Roode.
Bobby?
Bobby?
Dang it, Bobby?
Now I want Bobby Roode.
That's my title. I don't know
you. I don't know you. my favorite line of his. But he talks about how you have to... He was asked whether if Shinsuke's knee injury, if he wasn't injured, if he would still be standing there as the NXT champion. He says, you need to respect the champion, and his era starts tonight. His NXT will be simply glorious. Mm-hmm. He didn't play it up any more than it did.
Simply glorious.
And we find out that next week will feature a glorious celebration.
Can't wait.
Can't wait either. I wonder what it's going to be.
Be very good.
Ladies. More ladies.
Ladies from the ceiling.
Yeah, why not?
No, the shark cage is full of ladies.
Apparently.
They love them. You love them, shark cages.
It's like when the stuff comes down in the Chinatiki room. There's all the birds,
like the multi-tier. Like the center thing. Yeah. I wonder what happened to Evita. After this, we get the confirmation. It was mentioned on the San Antonio pre-show that Corey Graves is going to be stepping down from his position as an NXT announcer. Super sad to see him go. I've been a fan of Graves since day one. I was sad when he had to announce his retirement. Love that guy.
That was a sad day, but this, I'd say, isn't sad. How busy does a guy need to be? One less day of work is not so bad. The guy is flying hither and yon, trying to do everything for WWE. Let him step down from NXT.
He's doing stuff at headquarters proper, because he's doing stuff with Kathy.
Yep.
He does this week stuff for International, as well as Raw every week, as well as SmackDown every taping and every takeover and every Raw pay-per-view. Man's busy. Man's super busy.
Give somebody else a chance.
Yeah.
And Corey Graves.
Anytime he has to do Superstar, or he has a new season of Superstar Inc., which is so few and far between because he's so busy. Maybe this means that he's clearing off this part of his plate, means he's going to be taking on something new.
Could be. Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see.
What did you think about the package, Bill? Seeing the entire history of Corey Graves.
Great package. Mm-hmm. Thoughts, no prayers.
Yeah. All right. I like
that. I've always liked Corey Graves better as an announcer than as an in-ring performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy for him that he has been able to stick and find something that he's equally as passionate about and dedicate himself to just as much as he dedicated himself to being a performer, and that it's working out for him, and that he has already proven to everyone what he's capable of and how good he is. And it's clear that he has really no obstacles in his way to be this generation's Jesse Ventura or Bobby the Brain Heenan.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
Because he's absolutely the best heel announcer since either of those people.
I can agree with that.
People who grew up with the Attitude Era might like Jerry Lawler. I couldn't stand him as a heel announcer. I can barely stand him as a face announcer. But he was just like, Lawler's approach to being a heel announcer was so over the top and so, like, if it wasn't your cup of tea, it wasn't going to be.
Yeah.
But Corey Graves is able to be amazing without being aggressive about it.
Tonight he was pretty aggressive.
Sure, yeah. but that was fun.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not his normal thing either. No, like, yeah. You could tell he dialed it up several notches.
There are a couple of times, there are a couple of folks at NXT where he tends to dial it up a little bit more. Anytime Eva Marie made an appearance, just, shut up, Phillips! Like, he just shouting, essentially, at the top of his lungs. And this was no different, as he was giving, like, a heartfelt, yeah, this is my last show. Elias Samson's music hit, and he went, oh, come on! This is how you set me off with this guy? Come on! And our final match of the night is Elias Samson versus No Way Jose. Even Elias Samson gives him a little wave as he walks by. And this entire time, Corey Graves was just ripping Elias Samson apart. And this, but this also speaks to what you were saying about his ability. And he recognized not just... This is one of the few exceptions where instead of trying to help the audience not like this guy, he's speaking for us.
Right.
Maybe a little bit too much in some regards, but he went all out. It's like whoever was in his ear said, have fun.
Just, yeah. He might have taken the earpiece out for this one. Just coming right from the heart.
Because there was a moment where Phillips was like, you're going pretty low there. He's like... That was real. That was 100% real. Man, this match, unfortunately, was a little rough for me. There were a couple of parts that where it seemed like... It seemed like Elias was a little too distracted with, like, knowing how Graves treats him and probably having an idea of half of the stuff he was saying on commentary. He was probably getting a little worked up with that, and he was starting to, like... Lose his footing a bit. The guy got a little bit too overzealous.
His style, his in-ring style, has changed very recently. It's getting far less polished. It's more of a street fight now. When Elias Samson is in the ring, it's less of a wrestling match and more of a street fight, which is what you really come to expect from someone who bills themselves as the Drifter. So... I like the change. I like the fact that this Elias Samson is absolutely a non-stop punch kick machine. Mm-hmm. And that the beginning of this match was an absolute cannonball style drop kick straight to Jose's chest, which set the tone for exactly what to expect from Elias Samson.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Jose showed his staying power tonight, where he'd be, despite getting a couple of losses here and there, that he is a stalwart pillar in the gate that is NXT in this current generation.
And, the gated community?
Yeah, yeah. NXT is a beautiful gated community in Southern Florida, or Central Florida. But again, like Elias, similar to... we talked about Almas in the San Antonio show, how he was making some progress and seemed to go back to his old tricks. I thought Elias Samson was doing the same thing tonight.
Really?
I did, yeah. Like, there were a couple moments where I was like, oh! But then it was still like, oh, he's still Elias Samson. He's still doing the same old stuff. Same old Samson.
Well, I think him getting the loss tonight might be indicative of his... in-ring performance not being up to caliber. Mm-hmm. It's obviously... It's working to a degree because it's connecting with the audience. The audience hates him. Hates him. Mm-hmm. Like, wants to douse him in gasoline and light him up. Hates him.
And he had a new line tonight, which is, who wants to walk with the Drifter?
I don't know what that means.
But I thought you're a lone... I mean, excuse me, Baron Corbin, but you're a lone wolf. You're a lone warrior. You're a lone ranger.
Maybe that's like... Who wants a mustache ride?
It's his way of ripping off Joey Ryan.
He's soliciting.
But now I want a tag team with Elias Sampson and Baron Corbin called the Lone Rangers. or the Lone Wolves.
The Lone Wolves.
Wait a minute. So Corey Graves can then tear that apart.
Almost like a tag team called Do It Yourself.
Right. Yep.
They weren't on the show. We don't talk about that.
Do It Yourself. No! What? We're a tag team.
Nobody does it for you, except your partner, who's teaming with you.
Well, but nobody does it for him, though.
But you do it for
him. Hey! Yeah. He hates these cans.
Oh, we forgot to mention who was replacing Corey Graves. Nigel McGuinness.
Yeah, that's right.
Super excited for Nigel McGuinness to be joining this.
Should be great.
Like, I missed having a Brit on the commentary table. Regal was awesome, and Nigel showed how well-versed he has been in other promotions at the UKCT tournament.
I don't think anybody else could do a decent job of replacing Corey Graves, because Corey Graves was just on top of everything. His color was the type that added so much to the situation. Nigel McGuinness is the exact same way. Yeah. Because he was a wrestler at such a high level, he knows exactly what should be happening in that ring, and he has no problem calling out people when they don't react the way they should react. Mm-hmm. And so I absolutely am going to enjoy this new version of the NXT announced team when Nigel McGuinness starts with them.
Excited to hear it next week.
Yeah.
I'm excited for him to join the team because my Nigel McGuinness impression is basically just a Michael Caine impression. So the Michael Caine impressions are about to go through the roof on NXT.
Bam, 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 bam.
Nigel's just a little bit higher.
Just a little bit.
Like, I can actually, if I really try, I can do it okay, Nigel.
Nice.
Version. Yeah.
If I really try.
We'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, how many voices do you have to put on, you know?
Well, it's at least two, because one of them's Michael Caine.
Yeah, well, no, because I remember one of my favorite things you ever did was you did an impression of a regular guy a couple years ago on a Halloween episode. Yeah, yeah. So you have to put that on and then add British to it.
Yeah, I guess.
You should do voice acting. If you can meld that level to it, that'd be great. Any final thoughts about Elias Sampson versus No Way Jose?
I thought No Way Jose looked really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He always does.
Yeah.
I love the pop-up punch as a finisher. It's good.
You think the pop-up is a little bit too much right now?
He has so many different finishers that he's used, like Almas. Yeah. Like, there's a few people in NXT that just keep using different finishers all the time, which is I like.
I don't mind it. It keeps gives you your surprise.
Toes. Yeah, I like it. I think people on the main roster should do that more because it's like there were some guys when I was a kid that where it's like it felt like a match could end at any time with those guys. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, man, imagine if Sami Zayn were to win just a couple matches with the Blue Thunder Bomb, because it already is the, like, hottest near fall in wrestling, even though he's never won a single match in his life with it.
Yeah.
But people buy it every single time. Mm-hmm. He needs to win at least a couple
because
matches.
I think people look at it and go, how do you kick out of that? And I've taken it. It's not easy. You're dizzy and in pain. Nothing's worse than that.
Very, very few things are worse than that. From there...
I was going to say something, and then I thought, no, I shouldn't say that on the air.
Good.
I had one of those moments.
Tell us afterward.
I censored myself.
Very good. Censured yourself.
Radio edit.
Kid Rock. So right now, since that it was a relatively short show, it was a lot of packages from San Antonio, and we talked about that at length on our NXT TakeOver San Antonio After Show, we're going to get into a little bit of news from the NXT world. AfterBuzz TV News. That's what it sounds like. So we got our NXT awards, our end of the year awards for 2016, and we didn't want to run out of time on the last one, so we're going to talk about it here because we knew it would be a short show. Let's start with Breakout Star of the Year went to both Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Surprised?
That's weird. Okay. Breakout Star.
They did. I mean, like, of anyone, they sort of broke out from NXT this year.
But the entire year, Like, that. That's, like, if it's the... Well, no, I guess not.
Like, pretty much everyone else who came in, like, people knew who they were outside of NXT.
Yeah.
Like, people were excited about Ember Moon coming in before she debuted.
True.
No one really knew anything about Billie Kay and Peyton Royce. I mean, they had been around, but this was the year that they...
The year of the Aussie.
Became characters and, like, compelling ones and ones that you look forward to seeing.
Yeah, okay. that's good. Good job.
All right, thanks.
I thought we'd keep you around for something.
Woo! More than that, but that's none of my business. Match of the year went to DIY versus Revival, the 2 out of 3falls match at NXT TakeOver Toronto.
That was tasty.
No surprise.
No surprise there. Tag Team of the Year also went to the Revival. No other choice. Even with the current state of the tag team division in NXT, them possibly not being anywhere near the tag team belts, they're still the best tag team in NXT.
That doesn't matter.
No. Female competitor of the year, no surprise, Asuka. And then,
well, Bayley had an argument though.
I'd say a bit, but
yeah, a little bit less.
Sure,
but I'd say if you took her entire year, not just her NXT year, definitely.
Yeah.
Male competitor of the year and overall competitor of the year went both to Shinsuke Nakamura.
That should have been two different people, but okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you win one, you shouldn't be able to win the other.
Well, I mean, it would have been either Shinsuke, Asuka, or The Revival, I think. Would have been... whoever won... The competitor of the year for a respective field or competitors, I think those three are like, all right, one of these three people are the overall competitor of the year, and I would give that to Revival.
Yeah, I think last year Finn won both male and overall. Yeah.
Yeah, and Bayley won female competitor of the year. But I would have given this to the Revival instead.
Yeah.
Because they've been a little bit more consistent.
I would have given either male or overall to Joe.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Mm.
That's all.
Speaking of Joe, Samoa Joe made his main roster debut Monday night on Raw, attacking Seth Rollins and possibly putting him on the shelf for WrestleMania.
Attacking him too well, some would say.
Yeah. He did his job.
Not Triple H. Triple H would say he attacked him just right.
He was a hired gun to take out a guy, and he took him out.
Yeah.
And
I did it.
Messed up his knee in the process.
Got paid.
Good job.
Make money.
Good job there, Jar.
Good job.
Jar? Samoa Jar?
Samoa Jarb.
Jarb.
Did a good Jarb there.
Good job.
Did anything super big happen this week as well? I guess something that's kind of news is not necessarily... huge NXT. What?
I don't know. It seemed like a legitimate question.
It was
to which my legitimate answer is, I don't know. Who am I supposed to know?
The notes.
I'm just looking at Give Me a Leg.
Yeah, it's
nice. So, as reported by Uproxx.com, so maybe you can speak to this a little bit more, one of the hottest, maybe, free agents from the world of Japan, Lucha Underground, Ricochet, may or may not be a free agent.
He is no longer under contract,
but
he does have a no compete clause.
Okay.
So until the entirety of season 3 of Lucha Underground is finished airing, he cannot go to a company that has a TV deal.
National television.
He can't go to ROH, TNA, or WWE until season 3 of Lucha Underground has finished airing, and they come back in May.
May 31st. They announced today.
Yeah.
And that they're also going to be on Netflix, which is great. But
and that's like 20 more weeks after May 31st.
It was a 40 episode season.
And Ricochet said that there's some things that he still wants to check off his personal checklist. Mm-hmm. He wants to have his biggest thing is he wants to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship from New Japan.
Yep.
Because he's never won it before. And he wants to compete in another Super Junior and perhaps win another Super Junior. But... by the time the season 3 of Lucha Underground is up, the Super Junior will be over, and that's certainly enough time for him to get an IWGP title reign in.
Sure. And it's just, he can't appear on a company, he can't go to a company that has a TV deal. Like, he can't even sign up.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
But it makes sense, but it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Good crazy.
But he's not under contract through all 7 seasons, as was previously.
Yeah, we thought that some of the folks who were there since the beginning had signed a lot longer deals, and good to hear. Ricochet is an incredibly talented talent. And I am excited to see him apply his trade anywhere that he can.
And his two best friends are already in WWE, so...
He's there often.
All the time. lives in Florida.
Lives in Florida with current 205 Live superstar Tozawa. So, yeah, he's right there, you know, going out with the daughter of a WWE legend.
Yep.
He's right there. And if you want to hear more about Ricochet, make sure to tune into X-Pac 12360. He tells actually a lot of fun stories about him and Tully hanging out and what they do. It's pretty funny, pretty entertaining. Go check that out. I think
who is your daddy and what does he do?
I think that'll do it for the news segment. Nice. Gentlemen, anything else? We got a little bit of time. Anything else you want to talk about? World of Wrestling? How your lives are? Big plans for 2017?
We're going to talk about ourselves for more than, like, a second?
Yeah, put yourselves over.
I'm wrestling places.
Oh, yeah.
Always trying to wrestle more places.
Oh, are you?
Just caught in the headlights.
Yep. Like
I surprised you a couple of times today.
Yeah. I'm trying to pick up more places in, like, Florida and back east. And
what should people do if they want to get you booked to places?
Well, they should probably tweet the promotion with the hashtag #HireTheHobo. That probably would help.
That would probably help a little bit.
Couldn't hurt.
There's an obvious answer of a place where you would want to wrestle, but you took a big trip to the Australia region.
Almost a year ago.
What's the next big region you want to travel to?
You always say, like, Japan. Mm-hmm. You'd like to go to Japan. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would. And that's always an option. UK, though, would be my first preference. Going over to the United Kingdom would be... That's really where my focus is overall.
Your ICWs, your Rev Pros, what have you.
Something, yeah. I'm trying to do something to get myself over there, which is, you know, it's hit and miss.
Not the UK, but I think that you'd fit in really well in WXW in Germany.
Oh, you think so, Germany? Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. I know a lot of people who've worked over there.
Nice.
I might wrestle in Hawaii.
Nice.
Coming up in, like, June. We'll see about that. Going to be in Hawaii.
Little known fact, they do all of their shows on the beach, outside.
That's nice.
Old school WCW.
Yeah,
why not?
Cool.
Why would you not?
I don't know.
Welcome to Hawaii. Let's go to an armory.
Unless it's, like, raining, which it's tropical, so it might. Rain?
Well, if it... Right?
Remember, we're in California. It's a weird site.
The line about the Hawaii weather is if you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It rains, but it never rains for any significant amount of time or heavily.
So it's a tarp instead of a mat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dangerous as hell. That's the MPW ring, actually.
Is it?
They've got a vinyl canvas. So the last time I wrestled Ray Rosas was a slippery affair. I'm lucky I didn't walk away with a broken ankle. So I get to repeat that on Friday.
Did you get some rug burn?
No. So I just slid. Like, I would have gotten burned if I didn't just slide across the map like it was a slip and slide.
Kind of like a Billy Gunn when you just go coast to coast.
I ought to try that. I just have to get, like, super wet before I hit the ring.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Bill, what are you working on? What are some of the big things going on at UpRocks.com?
Oh, you know.
Stuff.
Gearing up for WrestleMania
season.
Yeah,
we just finished all of our Royal Rumble coverage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's huge. We're hitting everything that we can on the road to WrestleMania. And we're going to, we're working on, hopefully we'll have our travel plan shored up by the end of next week and getting out to WrestleMania. We're definitely going to cover it and have some nice video content and interviews for everyone. And it's going to be a good time. We'll be there for AfterBuzz, and I'll be there for UpRocks, and we'll all have a lovely tea party.
Yeah, that and I'll be make sure to watch Jane Silent Bob Strike Back on my way to Florida. we're all gearing up for WrestleMania season. It's beyond crazy that it's only like 2 months away. Actually, 2 months away on the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Today's the first.
Yeah.
It's on the second.
Takeover's on the first. I mean, for this show, it's more important, it's our personal
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here at AfterBuzz, we're still working out all of what we're going to be doing. We're wondering if Sean and Lillian want to have something to do. We're trying to get as many of our hosts there as well. I know the improv folks are going to be doing a show down there during WrestleMania season. And we're going to be there on the red carpet. We're going to be there Radio Row. We're going to be there at Access. We're going to be there all around. Let us know what you want to see from us from WrestleMania in the comments down below. But I think I'm going to call it. I think we're going home.
I think we're all toasted.
We're tired. We're really tired. I'm here for about 6 more hours. You know, what up? That was a burp. So thank you everybody for watching this episode of the NXT TakeOver. TakeOver was last time. I was going to say, if you were there for our TakeOver show, thank you for watching. If you're here now, which you are, thank you for watching. I'm losing it. Yeah, we're burnt out. Bill, where can folks find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Sundown Motel. Check out our stuff at uprocks.com/sports and with spandex.com. Tomorrow, Brandon Stroud's best and worst of NXT TakeOver goes up. Much anticipated. Can't wait to read all of what he has to say and his expert analysis of the show.
Mr. Hobo.
Nice. You can find me on Twitter at TrueHobo. Watch Championship Wrestling from Hollywood on Fight TV. I'll be back there February the 12th. And I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing something. If you want to see me in your neck of the woods, text a promotion or promoter with the hashtag #HireTheHobo.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful bunch of boys.
We're good.
And you can, you're good. And you can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. You can pick up our new Gimme Legs shirt at nsteam.spreadshirt.com, where we have other shirts relating to our favorite sportscaster on the NXT program tonight. Go take a look. See what we're talking about. You won't be disappointed. And you can follow all of us here at AfterBuzz TV. Host a bunch of other shows here on the AfterBuzz TV network, as well as our sister site, Popcorn Talk. Leave us a comment. Leave us a rating.
5 hours of wrestling today. I'm a little tired.
Yeah, we're a little bit tired. So until next time, we will see you at Full Sail.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
We're going to buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.